be part of such a beautiful yeshiva, be part of a tzibur that in times of tsa'ar, be'ez tzara, there's a sense of just how do we grow together, how do we learn together, how do we mitzvah together, how do we join together to create a certain energy in the world, and to be a part of that. Something that's such a schus for me and really for all of us in a way, to be part of such a beautiful tzibur, that this is the way that we respond to a crisis. I want to speak with you for a few minutes about a midah, about an avodah that I think is so critical now. And I've not heard the shmuzim given last week. I'm sure each one was excellent, and I'm humbled to be a part of the group of people who've been speaking. I want to speak about a midah that specifically now is so difficult, but it's so relevant just in the day-to-day navigation of our lives. The Aaron Lichtenstein, Zecher Tzadik Livracha, so he spoke about the fact that sometimes when he was a younger person, he would have questions in Emunah, he'd have questions in faith, different pieces of the Torah that he felt in a way bothered by. And to resolve those questions, he didn't, despite his amazing capabilities and intellectual capacities, he didn't deal with the issues intellectually. But he thought about the great Reb Chaim, whose great-granddaughter he ended up marrying, Reb Chaim of Brisk, Reb Chaim Soloveitchik. Everybody knows about Reb Chaim, that as great of a Lamdin as he was, his greatest trait was the chesed that he demonstrated. And Aaron Lichtenstein said that in those moments of quandaries of faith, conflicts of faith, he thought about Reb Chaim waking up in the middle of the night to go down to his front door to see if any women had left their babies by his door, women who felt that Rechman Atzlan, they could not take care of their children. And Reb Chaim would wake up in the middle of the night to go see whether or not there were children deposited on his front step. And Rav Aaron said when he went through the most difficult times, that's what he thought about. He thought about Reb Chaim's greatness. I found that for myself over the years, that sometimes my own moments of either a crisis of faith, my moments of frustration, sometimes of Klal Yisrael, I think back to a moment of my life, something that the people who have heard me speak a lot may have heard me mention this before. So when I was a young man, 18, 19 years old, I was walking in Yerushalayim, Yihar Kodesh, and I was thinking about the direction that I wanted my life to go in, whether it be dedicated more towards the Beis Medrash and Avodas HaKodesh and learning, or whether I should go in a different direction. I was thinking about applying to a different college at the time. And I stopped at the corner of Keren HaYesod and Agron, right by Supersalt across the street. And right then, a car pulls up to the red light. And Rosh Shlomo Zalman Orbach was sitting in the passenger seat. And I was standing at the corner. He was sitting maybe 2-3 feet away from me. And I sort of smiled at him. I waved at him in some way. And the way that he smiled at me and the look in his eyes, it made me feel that moment a certainty of what it is to live a Torah life. Gave me a sense of the beauty of what it means to live a life shakua, engrossed in Torah and mitzvot. Just the look in his eyes, the chesed, the simcha shel chesed, the simcha shel mitzvot that was evident in his face. And to some degree, that's all I needed, to see that this is what a Torah life brought a person. And so many times throughout my life, I would go back and I would think about with Shlomo Zalman at that moment and the life that he lived and the life that so many other people lived like him. And I was thinking just a week or two ago about a story of Shlomo Zalman that I absolutely love. It's hard to imagine that the story would be true if it wasn't for the fact that we were dealing with Shlomo Zalman. So Shlomo Zalman, towards the end of his life, he was sitting in his house in Shari Chesed. Shari Chesed, of course, is in the middle of Yerushalayim, Har Kodesh. And a young man and his father come to him, and it was around now, it was around this season. And they said that the young man had practiced a certain Haftorah, and it turns out that the shul, the davening in, was doing a different Haftorah, and the boy was very overwhelmed. And the father was concerned that the boy couldn't do the Haftorah, the effect it would have on him. So Shlomo Zalman told the father and son, you do the Haftorah that you prepared, and when you come to shul tomorrow, you can tell them that you went to a Shlomo Zalman Orbach, and he paskin that it's okay for you to do the Haftorah that you prepared. Now, Rabotai, listen to this amazing story. The shul that the father and son davened at was in Matisdorf, which is, I would have to say, 2 to 3 miles away from Shari Chesed. Shabbos morning, right before laning, all of a sudden the doors open. Again, we're speaking about March, April. So Shlomo Zalman, already an old man, walked from his house in the heat, 2.5 miles, to tell the gabbai that he had authorized this Haftorah the boy was going to do. And they said, Rebbe, what are you doing here? You'd have to walk this whole way. He said, I was nervous that the boy would say this is what Shlomo Zalman said, and he'd be laughed at, and there'd be a fight about it. So I decided to walk over just to make sure that everything was a shalom b'shalva. That's the chesed of Chai Yisrael. That's the chesed of the Torah. That's the midos of the Torah. I was sitting next to Moshe David Tendler at an event a number of years ago, maybe 10 years ago. And Rabbi Tendler is the son-in-law of Moshe Feinstein, Zefes Al-Kivracha. And I asked Rabbi Tendler, I said, what was like the essence? If you have to boil Moshe down to his essence that you experienced in his home, and Rav Moshe Feinstein was so often Rabbi Tendler's home, I said, tell me about that essence. He said, his simple goodness, even when things were most difficult for him, even when he was in agony, even when he was in tsar, but his simple goodness. He said, a few days before Moshe passed away, he was in Beth Israel Hospital in Manhattan, and Rabbi Tendler came to pick him up from the hospital. They got Rav Moshe into the car. They pulled away from the hospital. And Rav Moshe Feinstein told Rabbi Tendler, he said, Moshe David, I forgot something back in the hospital. They go back. They circle around. They park the car. They go back upstairs. What was it that Rav Moshe forgot? He had forgotten to thank all the members of the nursing staff. So he went around the hospital thanking the people that had attended to him. This is what Ray Tendler told me. Ray Tendler, Rav Moshe came back to Ray Tendler's car. Ray Tendler told me that a few days later, Rav Moshe passed away. A person at the end of his life, in a difficult moment, expressing the midah of just goodness and of decency. And sometimes it's during that Eitz Tzara that sometimes we have those feelings the most, because everything is sort of stripped away by Eitz Tzara. People may know the Gemara says in two different places in Shas Bavli, the Gemara Nedarim and the Gemara towards the beginning of Sechah Shabbos, that when a person is a chola, and a chola who's really sick, you're not supposed to sit on the bed with him, because the Shechina is resting with the Chola. And what that means, the way that many of the Baal HaMachshava explain, is that the body begins to diminish, the body begins to recede, the physical self begins to diminish. And all that's left is the soul, and the soul connecting with the Shekhinah, with the Kodesh Baruch Hu. And so too, when things begin to be stripped away, when a person passes away and all that's left is the soul, when the things that we had security in begin to be stripped away, money, physical health, feelings of safety, feelings of confidence, all we have is like the soul of the world. All we have is the neshama being part of the universe. All we have is the nishmas Yisrael, the feeling that I could be sitting in my house in Muncie in Wesley Hills, and there's Jews that I don't know in the area, or in Teaneck, or anywhere in the world. And everything's been stripped away. From, not from, Hasidish, Litvish, everything is stripped away, and all that you feel is just the depth of that Nishmas Yisrael. And we can't do anything about it, really. We can't go to hospitals, we can't support everyone who's lost their jobs, we can't reach out to people constantly, but we can feel that. We can feel the chesed of what it means to be a Jew, what it means to be a person. We can feel what happened in Italy this past Shabbos of 700 plus people dying, Jewish, not Jewish, but there's a soul of the world. And specifically, there's a soul of Israel that we experience. The chesed in that moment, in the same way that Rav Moshe, when his body started breaking down, for ourselves as well, when things begin to break down, that's when those emotions and that's when the feelings of chesed are most significant. You see somebody in the street, if a person was in a supermarket, or you hear of someone who's ill, or just there's a feeling of achenu, of achi, my brother, our brother. Most prominent. The pasuk says, in the beginning of Sefer Shmos, the pasuk says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and I'll read to you the pasuk inside, pasuk Vayizkor Elokim es Brito, Vayishma Elokim es Na'akotam, HaKadosh Baruch Hu heard their na'aka, their cry, Vayizkor Elokim es Brito, HaKadosh Baruch Hu remembered his bris, as Avraham, as Yitzchak, as Yaakov, Vayar Elokim es B'nei Yisrael, HaKadosh Baruch Hu saw B'nei Yisrael, Vayedo Elokim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Vayeda, he knew. What an unusual language. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says that this is the Midah of Ha'aras Panim, which is the language used by the Bali Musar, especially Revolvi, shining one's light onto a person. And Rashi says, Nasan Elokim Lev, V'lo Ha'elim Einav. HaKadosh Baruch Hu placed his heart, Kavi Yachol, he didn't turn away his eyes. And the mid of Ha'aras Panim, the mid of Chesed, is to really, really see another person. Now that mid of to really see another person is critical in any Maisa Chesed, whether it's walking down the street and seeing a homeless person on the street, whether it's just saying Shalom Aleichem to someone perhaps we don't know. Any Maisa Chesed, any act of generosity, of goodness, requires seeing the person, Ha'aras Panim. But specifically in our cases, and certainly this is a Musar or Chizuk for myself, what's so critical is the Ha'aras Panim of the people that we're spending 24 hours a day with. Now, how easy would it be if kids feel suffocated, frustrated by their parents, they felt annoyed by their parents. How easy would it be for parents to feel annoyed, frustrated by their children? How easy would it be for siblings to just be getting on each other's nerves? It's those moments where the achrayis of ha'aras panim, of nasan libo lohelim enos, look at a person's wife and say, wow, just what an amazing person, and how proud I feel the way that she's handling the situation. To look at one's husband and perhaps to feel the same. To look at our children and say, you know what, they're human beings who are also struggling through a difficult situation, who are also struggling in their own life, whose lives have been totally disturbed. For kids to look at their parents and say, look at these people that are just running and working and making dinner and getting ready for Pesach and trying to stay positive and saying Tehillim and learning Torah. This should be the time of the greatest level of Ha'aras Panim, to shine our face, have a spirit of compassion on the people we're closest with, to call our grandparents who might be, or parents who might be feeling lonely, the Ha'aras Panim of the people we're closest with, and the people perhaps who it's most easy to feel frustrated with, most easy to feel annoyed with. You know, we speak about Moshe Rabbeinu and it being a Parshas Vayikra. Of course, we're told Vayikra is with a lowercase aleph. And Chazal points out that Moshe Rabbeinu had a feeling of anivus, of hachna'a. And he wanted himself just to stop letting it be known that Kadosh Baruch Hu kept on calling to him. Think about the anivus, the decency of Moshe Rabbeinu, specifically in Parshas Balotcha, Miriam and Aharon, the people that he was closest with, who should have, quote-unquote, had his back, but turned against him, complained against him, the Lashon Hara about him, questioning him. But the midah of anivus, the midah of ayikra, ba'alef zi'ira, with a small aleph, that midah of decency, the chesed shel Torah that is so radiant in Moshe's face, instead of feeling frustrated, he's in spalel. And I would hope that for all of us as well, channeling those same midos of chesed shel Torah, and instead of feeling frustrated with our children, we can daven for our children, that they're able to manage this situation with faith, that they could be in good health. For the kids that are listening to this, instead of feeling frustrated with their parents, daven for their parents, that their parents stay in good health, and they have the energy to hold the family together. Instead of siblings being at each other's throats, be mispalo for each other with a spirit of compassion, the people that we should be closest with. Of course, as I wrap up these words, the Bali Musar say that part of what it means to be a Tzema Elokim, and this certainly is implicit in all of Nefesh HaChayim and Chaim V'Lashon, is that the midos of a Kadosh Baruch Hu become part of the DNA, become part of the mechanism of how a Jew exists in this world. And the midah of Chesed Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the mid of Nathan Elokim Lev below Helim Enov. He looked. It doesn't happen by itself, but he looked to see the pain of his children below Helim Enov. He didn't remove his eyes. So the Bali Musar say, of course, that same Ha'aras Panim, that same ability exists and is totally mushrash, totally rooted in man, that we have integrated those midas of Kadosh Baruch Hu. But perhaps a person can say in almost the opposite way. It's not just that the midas of a Kadosh Baruch Hu, the chesed shel Kadosh Baruch Hu, becomes part of the personality of Klal Yisrael, but that the chesed of a Kadosh Baruch Hu exists first and foremost because of the chesed of man. Of course, we know towards the beginning of Sefer Shmos, speaking about Moshe Rabbeinu, Vayigdal Moshe, Vayetzel Echav, Moshe Rabbeinu got older, and he went out to his brethren, Vayar v'Sivul Esam, and he saw their Sivul Esam, he saw their burdens. And one of the most beautiful, beautiful pshatim Rashi in Avichai Chumash was in Vayar v'Sivul Esam. He saw Nosan Eina v'Libo l'Meitzar Lehem. He placed his eyes, almost the same identical lashon the Rashi uses just a few psukim later about Kodesh Baruch Hu. He placed his eyes, Nosan Eina v'Libo l'Meitzar Lehem. And perhaps one can say that it's man's desire to live that life of Ha'aras Pandim, of Chesed, to be Nosan Eina v'Libo l'Meitzar Lehem, to really feel for their brethren, to feel for the world. It's that Midah that brought about HaKadosh Baruch Hu's also desire, Nosan Elokim Lev lo Helen Eina. The way the Baal Shem Tov always said, Hashem Tzilcha Yad Yiminecha, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is our tail. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, says the Baal Shem Tov, is our shadow. And what we do in this world, HaKadosh Baruch Hu endows upon us. We're mispalel. And in the same way the Moshe Rabbeinu was not an even of the Libo L'Meitzar Aleihem, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu then, Nosan Elokim Lev Lo Helem Einav, we beseech HaKadosh Baruch Hu that if we create in our lives in the Olam Chesed Yibaneh, that we create that in our families, we create that in our marriage towards our children and towards our parents, we create that in our communities, we create that Olam Chesed, then Amir Shem HaKadosh Baruch Hu will reciprocate also with an Olam Chesed, with the world of Chesed, with the world of Refuah, with the world of Yeshua, with the world of healing, with the world of Yom Shavuot Shabbos, a world that is only peace and only Menucha. Mir Shem, all we can do is our part, and we hope for those days to karov. I want to thank you so much again for calling in. The chizik that I get, and I'm sure so many people who are rabbanim, your efforts and your hishtadlus, so beautiful. When everything is stripped away, what's left is that beauty. And so we continue to learn together, grow together, have a mindset of chesed together, so Mishnah we can see better days, healthier days, days of Yeshua, the Karov. Thank you, and have a good night.
Thank you, Rabbi Blass, for those very inspiring words. Tomorrow night at the same time, 8:30, we'll hear from Rabbi David Comet. Everyone, have a good night, and Refuah Shlema.